Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World class rock.
All right, we always claim that the 6 o'clock crowd is our favorite, so we're going to prove it over the next couple days. We got a ton of stuff to give away, and we're going to load up the 6 o'clock hour. WWE tickets, keg gift certificate, and Marilyn Manson tickets all coming up before 7 o'clock.
Nice.
You like that, Rena?
I like it.
Very good. The rest of the day, WWE tickets. We'll do some TBTs because it's Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
It's where we go back in time and dig into the archives. And yep. We're one sleep away.
That's
one,
right.
First thing I said to Phil was, one more sleep.
Yeah.
One more.
It's the WPR advent calendar over the last couple of weeks in here.
It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena, and we start with us.
And now,
what's trending?
All right, so the big news out of Hollywood is that Sony, despite all of the emails that have been gone out and the hacking, they said, fine, you win, we won't release the movie. They're not going to release the movie The Interview from Seth Rogen and James Franco, which is a lot of other studios are calling them out as cowardly.
Well,
you know, when there's human life at risk, that's not a cowardly move. And they're threatening 9/11 like attacks. And in the States, they take that very seriously.
Right.
I don't know. No one's going to, they're going to waste their time anyway. No one's going to go see the movie. Are you really going to put your life at risk going to see a Seth Rogen movie? With, like, especially if you're in a city like New York or one of those major centers, right?
Bill Maher tweeted, is that all it takes, an anonymous threat, and the number's 911 or 911 to throw Free Expression under the bus? And he hashtagged it Pussy Nation. So you're right, Will. Some people not happy that they decided to pull the movie.
But it's not anonymous anymore because they have found, like, FBI investigators have found that it was, in fact, North Korea who making these terror threats. So it's not coming from some, you know, kid in his basement, you know?
But
it's an actual country making threats.
There was a small part of me yesterday. The small part of me yesterday that thought, this has got to be a huge publicity stunt. It has to be, because a nation like North Korea isn't going to associate themselves with a terrorist attack. They're calling it an act of war. So, I mean, like, you wouldn't refer to an attack you're going to make as a cowardly attack as a terrorist would make. I mean, if you want to say this is an act of war, so you would respond with a attack, but not a terrorist attack. You know what I mean?
This is probably done more. This is probably done more for the movie than any, you know, than any commercials or trailers could. So,
there's a small part of me that goes, this has got to be a big publicity stunt. It's got to be.
Although Homeland Security in the States doesn't really piss around.
But at the same time, we haven't heard anything from the U.S. government. Yeah. That's the part of me that kind of goes,
no, what I'm saying is if they found out that it was a publicity stunt by the people who made the movie, that would be, like, serious.
You could get charged.
Pretty serious crime in the States, I think. I don't know.
Unless they're in the loop, because we haven't heard anything out of the government's
Homeland
camp.
Homeland Security doesn't seem like the joking type to get, you know, hey, let's be funny.
We'll jump in on promoting the movie. Yeah.
Let's pretend that there's a terror threat.
I got a couple of things. First of all, courtesy of Sean Churchill from CTV Sports yesterday on Twitter, you may have seen this. The Trouba injury, he says it looks like left wrist, forearm. He has it braced. So that's the
masturbation injury.
Upper body.
We did not, oh my God, out of all the ones, we did not guess that one.
What guy hasn't had that? Hit the bedpost, you know,
the bedpost.
It slides right off. You get going and wham!
Sometimes I get confused. Which one's the bedpost? Which one's my penis? You know, it's just
rough in there, Rita.
Sure.
It's rough.
Yeah, like that's a problem.
The mood gets you. And one more quick thing here. I'll have it in my sports all morning as well, but the Bombers fired their defensive coordinator, Gary Echeverry, yesterday.
Yeah.
The two big names getting thrown around most, Mike Benavides, former coach of the BC Lions, and Richie Hall. I think it's going to be Benavides. We'll see.
Did you guys know there's one person in the world who has actually been cured of HIV?
Magic Johnson, I thought.
This guy's named Timothy Brown. He was an American. He was treated in Germany, and he remains the only person who's ever been cured by HIV. Well, some disappointing news. Researchers who have been testing six patients, they're all given the blood cell transplants, very similar to the one that cured the man who's known as the Berlin patient. They've all passed away. So the researchers are trying to figure out what the hell they did to cure this first guy, because they can't replicate it. They can't figure out what they did, unless it was something to do with his specific blood type that helped him fight the disease.
They say Magic Johnson, they say there's barely a trace of HIV in his system, but they say that's also due to him staying in very good health.
Yeah.
Very good health.
I'm sure he can pay for all the best treatments, all the best everything that can help, but still, great. I didn't really know that there was one person cured of HIV in the world.
I mean, with Magic's income, he could live till he's 245, 300, baby.
Like Ricky Bobby.
That's right.
All right, that's what's trending. All right, so we're going to give away Marilyn Manson tickets right now. These are Beat the Box Office tickets, as a matter of fact.
Beat the Box Office.
Tough game, though. You gotta be a fan.
Yeah, we made it very, very, very hard, okay?
Yep.
Now, let's see if you can nail this one. I'm only gonna play a little bit of this, okay? Only a little bit of this. Have a listen. What Marilyn Manson song is this?
Like, okay, even making it too hard this week. Like, seriously, who owns the entire discography?
I do.
We have been getting complaints by email. Like, I'm trying to win tickets for my kid, and the songs.
My 8-year-old loves Marilyn.
Yeah, these questions are way too hard.
780 City, CITI 2484. I'll, one more time.
One more again, time, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Might be a deep track or something.
What song is that?
One of the singles we play. I don't know. Hi, City.
It's one of the...
Sorry, say it one more time.
Hello?
Hello, is that the Beautiful People?
That's correct.
How did you know?
Nailed it. That's impressive. That's you guys, like, let me play a little bit more. Just
play
in case
a bit more.
See?
Oh, I starts, see. Right? Wow, there
then,
it goes.
Then now it makes sense.
That was the trick
now
because
it makes
you played
sense.
The part right before the song starts.
There's no fooling our listeners. They're just too goddamn smart. What's your name?
Brad,
hang on line. We'll grab some details from you. Good for you. You got Beat the Box Office tickets for Marilyn Manson. 6:36. The winning continues. All right. It's imperative. It is extremely important that you listen to the Bone Phone in 1 hour from now. Bone Phone, 1 hour from now. We are going to let you in on some behind-the-scenes stuff.
We're
going to
unearth a mystery. One of our listeners has solved a great mystery for us.
Incredible. And, you know, we're just... completely indebted to this human being.
We completely owe him. Yeah, he's officially on our Christmas list. We want to meet him because he's some kind of radio insider. I'm not sure where he got the info from, but man, he's on top of it.
I can't wait. That's coming up at 8:05. 1 hour from now. 1 hour from now. Make sure you're by your radio. The Bone Phone coming up here this morning. Wheeler in the Morning. Philly and Rena. Good morning.
-8 is the high for today. We're at -15 right now.
And just so you know, you might have heard it just out of news. We conducted some unofficial research around here because we have a research team, not really. And it was things that are more popular than Greg Selinger.
Yeah, we did. We just heard one there, yeah.
Right, so you'll hear that. Like, it's results from our research. You'll hear it splattered into the show throughout the morning.
Throughout the morning, in the new year, basically
right.
Until he's done.
Yeah, we're just going to keep running them.
That's what's called piling on, which we're looking forward
kicking
to.
Someone when they're down, I believe.
Exactly. Hey, if you're on the social networking train, then you've used something or seen something with the hashtag TBT. It's an acronym, and it means Throwback Thursday. For instance, later on today, if you follow Rena on any of her social networking sites, I'm sure she's going to throw up an old school photo. It says, I find more women do it. And it's not a good thing or bad thing. It's just I find more women will throw up TBT photos than guys do.
I think women in general might be more diligent about certain aspects. Maybe it's an age thing. Like, Rena's younger than us, so she's better at social networking. That could be it. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway,
it gives us an excuse to go back into archives and play some funny stuff that we don't want to put away just quite yet.
And this one's good. It got really cold at some point in the last couple of years, and we
last year the polar vortex.
That's right, and we got Low Iron Man, one of our interns around here, to go out and give people boosts.
Oh, good.
With the booster cables, except it turned into a complete failure. And here's the audio. Let's call Kyle.
Let's call Kyle.
So, exactly.
He is. He should be done in Selkirk by now, unless he got murdered.
We'll see how things went with guy with a dead vehicle. First call of the day, Selkirk.
Delvert, I think was his name.
Hopefully they're pals, BFFs. Kyle should be on his way back if he's efficient at all.
Hello.
How did, how did it go?
So it didn't work.
What do you mean it didn't work?
Well, I got there, and the guy was actually ready for me, and he had his jumper cables, everything ready to go. All I needed to do was just pop the hood, and he was going to hook it up, and it didn't work. He needs to get towed.
So it wasn't the battery?
Yeah, no, I don't think it was the battery, and if it was, I guess this battery didn't have enough juice to give it to them.
Oh, my God.
So you went out there for nothing.
That was a fail. You're fired.
Yeah, way to go.
Well, I couldn't help it. It was like a bigger vehicle. It's like our big...
The size of it shouldn't have...
Okay, how long till you get back?
Well, I actually am... I just passed Lockport not too terribly long ago.
Okay.
And you're sure you did it right, Kyle?
Yes.
Okay. Was the guy disappointed? Did he give you a hug?
The other guy did it.
Yeah. But was he nice?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Was he mad at you?
No, he was actually mad at the vehicle a lot more than he was mad at
about me.
Mm-hmm. We're going to put you back on hold. And we got another call coming in.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing? This is Darvel calling.
Oh, Darvel, yeah.
Darvel, what happened?
What happened?
Well, I'm driving a Sprint with 500,000 kilometers on it, and it just does not want to start diesel.
Why didn't we make that clear when we talked to you earlier?
You never asked.
We tried. We tried.
Let me guess. The last time it started was like 2005.
No. But by the way, next time you send somebody out to give a boost, send them out with booster cables.
He said he didn't have any.
No.
Oh. Okay, well, let's go back to Kyle. Hang tight there, Darvel. Kyle. You forgot booster cables?
Dude, I think they're in here somewhere.
Oh, my God.
That's the first thing we asked you this morning. And
you even gave us, don't worry, guys. I got booster cables.
You gave us attitude.
They're in here somewhere.
You know what? You're rehired. Just so I can fire you again.
Whoa. There's not much else you can say after somebody rips off a killer line like that.
You go, girl. What I love, we play it all the time. Every time we play Gimme Shelter. And
it gives me shivers every time.
Me too. And halfway through, when one of the guys in the Stones is like, whoa. Oh,
that's Mick. Guaranteed that's Mick.
Like, yeah, like, wow. I'm supposed to be quiet while you're doing this, but I have to let out.
Well, see, there's this one part here, and I'll play it again, but like, do you think this is a control? Rena, like you're classically trained, and when it comes to music, do you think this is a controlled crack in her voice, or do you think she's just pounding through it, and it just happened? This part.
Oh, that's
here.
Not controlled. Sounds like someone like pushing their voice to the limits and having it just give a little.
It sounds
bit.
Like she's singing, and someone's like pushing on her diaphragm just to get that extra kind of thing out.
I bet you she's done it before, where she knows if she pushes hard enough, that'll happen, and it sounds awesome.
Oh, man.
Maybe.
The Emily Rose, that movie. There was a point, you know, the exorcism of Emily Rose. Remember this movie? There was a part in the movie where they're in trial and they're talking about how in the tape of her, there's multiple voices going on. But it also said that she studied Latin in college, and there's certain monks, like Catholic or religious monks, that when they pray, they train their voices where they can almost kind of like sing in two voices at the same time.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I would say that's almost an example of that.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's just your. She kind of hits that extra register.
Second.
Yeah. Incredible. All right, we digress. 7:17. It's Wheeler in the morning. Philly and Rena, good morning.
-8 is the high for today. Mostly sunny. -15.
After 7:30, we've got more WWE tickets to give away.
Yeah. So 1 week until Christmas, Rena.
Yep.
1 year until The Force Awakens, Star Wars.
Yep.
And listen, my wife and I are doing something this year that we didn't want to do, we didn't plan on doing, but Phil, as you know, with a household of two, with two kids, your budgets kind of get stretched in certain areas and whatnot. So we're waiting for payday to go, and we're doing all of our Christmas shopping on Monday.
I thought your wife came down and did it the day of.
She did some of it.
Oh, okay. I thought
she did some of it.
Yeah.
Okay. I told you she wouldn't finish. Well, just a couple hours.
It wasn't even that. Again, it's just like you have to do certain shopping in chunks. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just because of budgetary reasons. So Monday, and I said to her, listen, if we're doing this Monday, like we're talking the week of Christmas, First of all, I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That is something I never, ever wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I know you love it, Phil.
But you know what? If you go today, or you go Saturday, or you go Monday, it's packed anyway.
I would rather have done it a month ago. 8 miles to the door. I was thinking, okay, it's like, you know, noon. Mm. On a whatever Tuesday, Wednesday, and like I thought it wouldn't be too busy, but no, it was packed. Like Walmart was packed. I had to walk 6 miles to get to the door.
Here's what I said to my wife.
Everywhere,
we're doing this on Monday. So here's what I like. We're gonna be up at 7:30. We're gonna be out the door by 8:00. I said I want to be parked.
That's the key.
In the parking lot as soon as those doors
where
open.
Where are you going?
All over the place. I think we're gonna kind of focus on where we're gonna start. Kind of in the region area.
It's Christmas hours now, right?
So they're open early.
Open at 9, I'm pretty sure.
9 is regular hours, isn't it?
I think it's like 9:30, isn't it? Or 10? Oh. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Anyway, so whatever time the door is open, we're going to start. Like I said, Candace, I said, I want like a military plan. Like I want like a list. Like what do we
not
need?
You.
General. No, but seriously, you almost have to or else you're going to drive yourself crazy.
Like I said,
here's what we need at this door. We're going in. We're grabbing it. You go that way. I go this way. I want a map.
You'll ruin the experience of it. Enjoy it.
I am going to enjoy it if it's efficient.
Get an eggnog latte.
Like the Kyle and I did the same thing. When we went to Mark's Work Warehouse. We got there half hour before the store opened because he had to be there early, so we just sat in the truck with coffee waiting with all these people who were also waiting in their cars in the parking lot to get into the store.
Get in,
got
grab what you need.
Early, right when it opened.
Get out.
What's the difference? You were still with a whole crowd of people.
Exactly. I know. It was that's what he wanted to do.
Did you have to wait in line, though?
No, there was no line. Okay. I mean, everybody kind of walked in at the same time, but so not everybody's paying. Yeah.
Do you love is Christmas shopping more fun now that you're buying for your kids, though? Like I my wife accuses me of buying stuff that I'm gonna play with all day.
Sure.
Like there's like a racetrack or a train set. It's like he's not gonna play with that. Well, I'm going to. I don't care.
Well, look at it this way. I'm kind of with you, Phil. Where
screw Jack.
Yeah. Where if the wife goes, oh, we should get this for Angus. I go, I won't play with that with him because I think it's stupid. Yeah. But let's get this. Mm-hmm. That way we both can play with it. Then it's daddy son time.
And I'm eyeing up one of those old racetracks with the triggers that you held in your hand. Racetracks.
Like the Hanson brothers used in Slapshot.
Yes.
They brought their freaking toys with them.
I've seen a couple in the stores.
And by the way, Phil, thanks for the Christmas card. I got it in the mail yesterday of your
Christmas
kids.
Christmas card. That would be
that your wife sent.
My wife
obviously.
And I do that every year. Yes.
Mine must have gotten left in the mail again.
City traffic.
It's like Philly's kids in a little car running over a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
You're welcome.
All right, let's give away some WWE tickets right now. 780 City, CITI 2484. You got to name, this is for Saturday night, house show, Saturday night at MTS Center. And you've got to name this classic WWE, or at that time, WWF intro theme. Here it is, Rena. You recognize that, Phil?
I wouldn't have known the music, I don't think, but obviously it's up on my computer screen so I can put the two together, and this guy was funny.
780 City, CITI 2484. Whose intro theme was this for wrestling?
A man's man. Hi, City.
Hi. I think it was Brutus the Beefcake.
No. Good guess. Good guess, but wrong. Hello.
Ric Flair.
Not Ric Flair, no.
780 City, 780 2484, go ahead.
Val Venus.
Not Val Venus. Go ahead.
Ravishing Rick Rude?
Yeah. Ravishing Rick Rude.
Good job.
Yeah, that kind of looks like Freddie Mercury, to be honest with you.
You know, he passed away.
Yeah, he did.
1999. Age of 40 from heart failure.
Man, 1999, 40? Wow. That's crazy. It's way too early. He was I remember he used to wear, because it was Jake the Snake Roberts that was married to Elizabeth, right?
Yeah.
And then
no, that was Randy Macho Man Savage.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. So whoever Jake the Snake Roberts was married to, Ravishing Rick Rude, put that on right over her picture, right over his crotch.
Yeah.
And he would wrestle with that. And so one time they fought against each other, and Jake the Snake ripped down. Every time they fought, he would rip off his pants. And the first time he did it, he was nude. They had to blur everything out. He was completely nude. And then he would wear shorts after that.
Rick Rude was a classic, man.
He was the
big, huge mustache.
He used to do the old pelvic thrust.
Yeah.
Ravishing Rick Rude. Mm. What is your name on the phone?
Amanda,
good for you. You got yourself tickets to WWE Saturday night.
Thanks.
All right, hang on the line. We'll grab some details from you. 7:37, The Scoop is coming up in 5. This classic 80s synth and saxophone in there.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds good.
And action. The Scoop with Rena J.
So there's pretty much one huge story that's taken over the entertainment world today, and that is that Sony has announced they are canceling the release of The Interview. That is Seth Rogen and James Franco's new movie where they are CIA assassins trying to take out North Korea's leader. And the FBI has come forward and the CIA saying that they have officially found out that it is in fact North Korea who did hack Sony, release all the emails, and make the 9/11 like threats on movie theaters to anybody who goes to see the movie on Christmas Day.
Sheesh.
So Sony has decided to just, they're not even releasing it on video on demand or DVD or any of that. They are just completely scrapping the movie. And they're, you know, like, I think it, a lot of people are calling them, you know, pussies, and like all these actors are, and these big time directors, Michael Moore and stuff, are making fun of Sony and trashing everybody. But like at the same time, when it's a 9/11 terror threat, take that seriously. And especially when you find out that it really is North Korea, not just some Joe Blow sitting behind his computer in his basement at his, at his mom's place, you know?
But
like, actual country threatening an attack.
There's a few things that come to mind with all of this. When you kind of look at it, you kind of step back and you look at all the evidence, and there's a few things that I kind of think about. Number one, if I'm Franco or Rogan, part of me is going, holy crap! We wrote a movie and it's almost starting another world war!
Yeah.
Number one, how do you feel about that? They kind of take that burden. Number two, now if the CIA, if they have indeed come out and said, we've traced it back to North Korea, they're the ones making the threats. The U.S. is not the type of country that just sits by idly with threats like that.
Yeah.
If anybody came to them and said, listen, we are going to do exactly what we said we're going to do. We're going to blow up movie theaters if you show this movie. The U.S. would just normally go, okay, here comes our big giant boot,
mm-hmm.
and we're about to crush you.
Yeah,
and I actually heard a report saying that North Korea isn't even equipped to follow through on these threats.
Yeah, to see a company or, you know, back off like this and say, okay, we'll pull the movie, it's somewhat surprising in the United States in today's day and age to go, oh, it's a terrorist threat. We won't show the movie. They could provide great security.
I wanted to read a couple of Michael Moore's tweets yesterday. Okay. Dear Sony hackers, now that you run Hollywood, I'd also like less romantic comedies, fewer Michael Bay movies, and no more Transformers. And then he tweeted again. Also, Sony hackers, I'd really like Tyler Perry in Gone Girl, so hold off on doing anything yet with Madea. And then a third one he put in. Hackers, one more thing. I lost like $180,000 on the movie Canadian Bacon. Can you do the opposite of what you just did and get it back in theaters? Thanks.
Yeah, the court of public opinion isn't treating Sony very well right now. I mentioned this a couple hours ago, but Bill Maher said, is that all it takes, an anonymous threat and a 9/11 anonymous threat to throw free expression under the bus? Then he hashtagged that with Pussy Nation. So,
see, yeah, now,
Judd Apatow, Jimmy Kimmel, Rob Lowe, like the
A very small part of me, because I mean, listen, it's North Korea and they're batshit crazy over there, so you got to take it somewhat seriously. But at the same time, maybe is this like a new age Orson Welles War of the Worlds where there's just a couple guys behind the whole thing going, this is amazing, everyone's freaking out about this.
Well, I guess we'll find out soon enough if it is.
I hope so.
And they've also announced they had a movie with Steve Carell. He was supposed to be doing a comedy movie also based in North Korea. He was supposed to go there to film. They have completely scrapped that movie.
We'll see. Maybe Rodman, as we mentioned earlier, you know, hopefully we do have one guy that could save it all.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Rodman, he's very good friends with people over there, so.
Are you sorry? Let me know. I know I'm taking up his wiggle can, but guess what I do?
That's pretty tough.
He's on it.
It's tough to argue that.
That's the scoop.
All right.
Now the Bone Phone. Brought to you by Advanced Electronics.
With the PowerAll 12,000 milliamp battery.
Holds a charge for 3 months.
All season performance for snowmobiles, RVs, boats, and more.
All right, we're going to have a special guest join us in a couple of minutes here to talk about one of the Bone Phone calls. But until we get to that, I'll go through some of the other calls like this one, which seems to just repeat itself once a month.
What the when are they going to fix Ned?
Okay, so that's...
Never.
Yeah.
There's actually a semi-truck burning on Ness right now.
Who finally gets tired of, I can't drive on this road anymore.
Ness and Mount Royal, by the way.
Hope everybody's okay there. This one, which
wait, look who just walked in.
Here,
throw on these headphones so you can be in the loop here. Yeah. Good morning, Joe Aiello.
The living legend.
It's Joe.
Hi, Joe.
I almost forgot what it was like to be in this room.
Okay, so Joe, listen, yesterday on the show we played Porky Pig's Blue Christmas. For those that are unfamiliar with it, this is what it sounds like here.
You'll be doing all right with your
it's classic.
Yeah.
Now, that laugh in the background, okay? We explained yesterday that this is a bit that was been done for, like, 20 years.
Yeah, we were joking that every morning show, like, lays claim to it. Oh, we made this. It's so funny.
But we got a phone call. I'm just going to play a phone call here. Someone's straightening us out.
You guys are wondering whose laugh that was on that Christmas song? That was your predecessor, Joe, from Tom and Joe. Come on, guys. How long were you listening to 92 City FM?
So congratulations. I had no idea.
You know, Joe. Innovators of Porky Pig Blue Christmas. Good for you.
You're like famous.
You're mocking me now, aren't you?
We're mocking the caller.
Yeah, we just want to prove some.
Well, no,
wrong.
I appreciate that because a long time ago, we played that song. And this station was the first station ever play it.
Sure. Mm-hmm. In Canada.
Yeah. And what happened was, it's an American version. Somebody in the States, I couldn't even tell you what radio station did it.
I can.
But it was somebody here.
John Boy and Billy out of Charlotte, North Carolina.
There you go. Yeah. And one of those two is laughing in the background. And the funny thing was, years ago, when it was first played here, even before I was here, it had started, everybody assumed that it was just the guys on the air.
Sure.
Laughing.
Well, it makes sense, right? Yeah, you put two and two together.
And my laugh can get a little high-pitched. I don't think that high-pitched.
No, I don't think you sound like that at all.
Anyway, it was nice to spend some time with Rena this morning.
Oh. Put her there, Joe. Put her there. And you know what? I'm going with that was you. That was Joe.
That was Joe.
Joe. That caller is so right.
Well, thanks for rewriting history. Appreciate it. Well, thanks for letting me on the show.
Were you not telling me a story off the air about an old 92 staffer?
Yeah. Gord Fry, who used to do Afternoon Drive. I believe Gord was the first one to bring it into Winnipeg because he ended up, I don't know, with some lawyer's help, getting the trademark on the song and was selling it. Like, you know, before iTunes was around, you could buy copies, and Gordo was getting the royalties.
On.
Yeah,
wow.
True story.
Better
good
business sense than I have.
Yeah, no kidding.
And people still want
to
hear it.
You got your own show to do, Joe. We won't keep you any longer.
Go back and join the Christmas music.
Yeah.
I love you guys.
All right, we got some more calls.
We do have some more calls. Let's go to those.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah, absolutely.
One more round of applause there for Joe.
Yeah, thanks, Joe.
The Italian Santa Claus right there. Okay, we go from Joe to this guy who doesn't make any sense. Maybe you guys can help me.
I was on the bus of the river, free shuttle. It takes some time, and I saw your bone phone here, number 5 phone. You know, it's fine. Okay. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye. How do you fault the guy? He wishes a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Absolutely. Yeah, at the end of the day, sure. Why not? Maybe you play this one already.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Talking about tipping.
This one's about tipping because we talked about, where was it? Somebody called in about having to
Tipping your newspaper boy.
That's what it is. Yeah. It was an actual guy who delivers papers, and he said, no one tips me.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Talking about tipping. Yeah, when to tip. I go into the beer store in my neighborhood. I get my own beer, open the door, grab what I want. I go to the counter. There's a tip jar. What's the policy on this? Do I tip or what? Like, I'm getting my own beer. They're doing nothing. They're taking my cash. And I'm supposed to tip them? No, thanks. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I always do. Like,
there's a lot of businesses that do that now.
Tip jars?
Like even somewhere that makes... There's a smoothie. Subway, Booster Juice, they all have little tip jars. Hey,
so
tip
we're
us.
Moving towards all the food industry getting on board with tips.
We actually have one at the front desk here, but it's just a pail.
For us.
Right.
Drop booze in there lots of times.
Whatever you need.
Whatever case of beer.
Whatever you need.
Okay, we'll wrap up with this. More piling on for Greg Selinger. That poor bugger.
Selinger, you bum. Why is it every time I see you on the TV, you look like you just drank a dozen extra old stock and washed it down with a loaf of head cheese? Go away.
Go away. Well said.
What does one look like after they eat a loaf of head cheese?
Not well.
Greg Selinger,
you bum.
You bum.
Awesome. And that's the bone.
Hey, you know what? Let's, in honor of Joe being in here, let's. What do you say we play the Porky Pig?
Wrap it up.
Blue Christmas here, 92 City FM. Enjoy.
Thank you, Joe, for giving us this song.
Have a blue Christmas without you. Oh, it feels so blue. You're just thinking about you. It'll be decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. It won't be the same, dear, if you're not here Emmy, and the windows ever be blue. It's snowflakes, it's dark falling. That's the way windows ever be blue. Emmy memories, it's the start of calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas. Ever be a blue Christmas. Baby, I'll miss you.
Hey, listen, on Thursdays, we like to do a little thing called Throwback Thursdays, where we play a bit from the past. And because it's mail-it-in week anyways, we thought, hey, this works out well.
It's perfect.
What do we got today?
This one here is, you know, one of the great things about the show that I like anyway is we go to live phones, and sometimes it just gets completely off the rails. Like this, where Kelly Butler had just moved out to Transcona. So we went to the phones and said, hey, help Kelly. He's looking for stuff to do in Transcona.
Mm. Yeah. All right, so we're looking for places for Kelly Butler to check out in Transcona. Because he's new. You've only been there, what, a week now?
Been there a week and haven't had a real chance to go out there and walk around. You guys were supposed to be giving me a tour, but you didn't. I called and you didn't answer.
So 780 City.
You never called me. Hello, City.
Hello, did you get the girl that the summer, the girl small ball?
Your phone's breaking up. Hello, City.
Hello.
Yeah, good place to go. It's called Dick's.
Dick's? Good. Thanks.
I wouldn't go to his place.
You know what? Thank you, but no thank you.
You really shouldn't have given your address on the air. That guy's going to show up ready to party.
Why not?
Not the kind of party you're looking for either.
No. Nope.
Okay, Kelly, Mr. B's Pizza, though. Very good.
I've heard about that. I heard it's unbelievable.
Yep. Hello.
A good place to go there is Dallas.
Oh, Dallas is good, too. Nice lounge there, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I've been there. It's like old school like diner, right? Like late 70s, early 80s. Yeah.
No, they've upgraded the lounge. Yeah, they've updated the lounge.
Okay, the last time I was there, it was beauty. It was almost kind of like Ray and Jerry's, but it had all the old school tables.
That's every other joint in Transcona.
I can't wait. It sounds like my neck of the woods.
Hello.
A little more.
Why'd you go exploring weird butts since you guys like each
other? They're aggressive today. Is something? I mean, it's getting warm outside. People are getting way more confidence. You know, I'm like, you're getting brave on the air.
They're really good.
Kelly's going to find you and kick your ass.
I'm going to break my foot off your ass. But I'm sorry. That's serious, too. No jokes.
Hi, City.
Silver Spike Saloon.
Oh, the
thank
spike.
You.
There you go. All right, KB. Well, hey, we're glad you're enjoying Transcona.
That's all I'm
I just say Transcona and you smile. I like it.
I'm in a great mood. Life is amazing. I really am. I'm enjoying it, and thank you to all the Winnipeggers that have me here. And the
why
people
don't
that
you go explore Wheeler's butt?
Yeah.
City traffic.
That was the call of the day right there.
A little sad you hung up on him.
92 City FM, World Class Rock, 836. My name's Dave Wheeler, Phil Aubrey, Rena Jay. We're all here. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. Good morning.
Not too bad today. -8 is the high. It'll be mostly sunny. -15 right now.
NHL report in 10 minutes. Stories we miss at 9:15.
Okay, we're going to do this again. Another pair of tickets to give away for a Saturday night show. MTS Center. WWE is in town.
Paul Orndorff's fighting on the card. So is Superfly Jimmy Snuka.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Oh, man. When I was a young lad, man, I loved wrestling. And those were the guys. I mean, Jake the Snake you referenced earlier this morning.
Junkyard Dog.
Oh, JYD was awesome.
Who was this? Who walked into this music?
Totally politically incorrect. You could never get away with this now.
But this is his actual theme music. Yeah. Who walked into this theme music? 780 City, CITI 2484. Go ahead. Sorry?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Wrestling tickets up for grabs.
Go ahead.
I don't know.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Kamala.
Good job.
Kamala is correct.
The Ugandan headhunter. And he would walk around, and he had a handler who had, like, a little poking, like as if he was an animal.
Yeah, it was very, very politically incorrect. I mean, at one point, remember they had that, like, Johnny Carson-style WWE show where they would sit down?
Vince McMahon would do the interviews?
Right. They had Kamala on. He actually bit the head off a live chicken, Rena.
Yeah.
Like, this
is... Is this before Ozzy or after Ozzy did it with the bat?
I don't know.
Who copied good who question. Here?
That's interesting.
Who copied who
it's a
here?
Good question.
And then they had these Samoan guys, too, that would walk around eating, like, fish. Like a live
that's
fish.
Right. Who were they?
They were just called the Wild Samoans.
And now one of them is linebacker for the Pittsburgh Steelers. All right, hang on the line. We'll grab some details from you. You got tickets to Saturday night to go see WWE, the house show at MTS Center. 8:38 NHL report coming up in 5 minutes.
The 92 City FM NHL report. Brought to you by MurrayChevrolet.ca.
All right, so another player, two of them actually, are in quarantine.
God, the mumps.
With the Pittsburgh Penguins.
What are the Penguins doing? They seem to be just
they're
hit
making
the
out
hardest.
After the games.
Yeah.
You know,
maybe.
I think, and the mumps. Remember, they used to call it the kissing disease, right? Or the and it's not life-threatening, but it's just painful. Like, extremely, extremely painful.
What are the guys mono was the kissing disease.
Well, I think too. Mono was. Yeah. Well, that was when I was going to school, for sure. But one of the guys, the Penguins, said it's just like a bad flu. Like, I know it's... Everybody's talking about it now, but we're not all in this dressing room. We're not all worried about it, other than the fact that, you know, some of our good players are down.
The Pittsburgh Penguins spokesman said that anyone that has any sort of symptoms, like whether it's related to mumps or not, goes straight into quarantine.
That's right.
Spreading around the league, a couple guys on the New Jersey Devils got it. No one on the Jets as of yet, which is great news. We have found out a little bit more about Jacob Trouba and his injury.
Sounds like
masturbation injury.
Wrist injury.
We speculated a lot yesterday. Turns out, simple masturbation injury. It happens.
Yeah, it happens to all of us.
Sure.
You know, you hit the bedpost. You know, simple. You get to...
For me, I usually end up getting battle wounds. But no, I've never actually done major damage to my wrist. Because, you know, luckily I have another wrist that I can use if things start going awry.
Good.
Well, that's huge.
Good.
Jets and Bruins tomorrow night, MTS Center. Jets right now holding down 7th place in the West. Calgary slipping. Vancouver is slipping. That's good news for Winnipeg.
Absolutely.
And now, stories we missed on 92 City FM. World Class Rock.
All right, Rena, you start.
Okay.
We had a visitor in here.
Just came down.
Okay.
Sony, since they've decided to cancel the release of The Interview, a bunch of movie theaters in the States have announced that they are going to be showing 2004's Team America World Police on December 27th, the date that The Interview was supposed to be released. That is also a movie about killing North Korea's leader. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen it, the guys from South Park made it.
Yeah.
You guys quote the show all the time.
Right. Have you seen it?
Of course, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Show
when
we.
Yeah, it's a great movie. Yeah.
Hans Blex. F you, Hans Blex. The Chicago Bears, I think this broke yesterday, but they plan to start Jimmy Clausen at quarterback this week over Jay Cutler, the enigmatic Jay Cutler. He has struggled this year. The Bears are 5-9, but this is the part that Cutler's the highest paid offensive player in the NFL this season. I didn't know that. At 22.5 schmil. He signed a 7-year deal after last season.
Jeez.
And now Mark Trestman's burdened with Jay Cutler and his pouty attitude.
I'm really pulling for Trestman. And, you know, because he was great in the CFL, and I don't know, I'm cheering for the guy. I don't cheer for the Bears, but I cheer for Trestman, if that's possible.
If they can get rid of Cutler at the end of this year, like if his contract is...
Bring back Rex Grossman.
Is releasable, I would hope that they'd give Trestman another quarterback, like another couple of years with someone other than Cutler.
I hope so.
But I am afraid that Trestman's on. It's in ice there.
Okay, so we didn't really touch on this much. It's because the whole Sony thing kind of dominated it. But as far as international politics go, we kind of knew this was going to happen when Fidel Castro passed away and his brother took over. But it looks like the U.S. and Cuba are going to start maybe burying the hatchet.
It's kind of cool. I saw that.
Which is interesting because I think once the U.S. gets there, once the gringo gets in there, you're going to see more American vehicles make their way in. Because I was over there a couple years ago, and being in Havana, the only new vehicles there were all European, like Nissans and whatnot. All the American vehicles were still from like the 50s.
Yeah.
So it was really cool, and I think you're going to see Cuba kind of have a changeover and kind of be brought up to the 21st century.
Be more Americanized?
Yeah, so I'm just kind of happy I got down there before that happened. But good news as far as that trade embargo being abolished, hopefully in the near future.
Yeah, yeah.
780 City for any stories we missed this morning. Hello!
This is Spotfoot. Say good luck to those who wish to see our great movie this Christmas weekend.
Spotwood. Act, Gary.
I think that's a great idea, by the way. I hope they do that here, too. I would go see Team America in theaters again. That'd be cool.
No, I have it on DVD. I wouldn't go see that on
922. That's stories we missed. 92 City FM, world-class rock. 930, Thursday. Bright outside, finally. Just every day it gets a little darker for a little longer and a little darker a little earlier. Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Arena. Good morning.
-8 is the high for today. It'll be nice. We're at -15 right now.
You know, it's weird because, I mean, like, here in like, we get long summers where it's sunny, and then in the wintertime it's a little darker. But when my wife and I were down in Jamaica once upon a time, it gets bright at 6 o'clock and dark at 6 o'clock, and that's it. All year round, forever and ever, 365 days a year. And I'm like, no, I want a little more sunlight in the evening.
I don't. I hate the sun.
Come on.
Bring it. Bring the darkness. Like a vampire, Sean Reynolds.
That's why you're so pasty white.
That's right.
A shade lighter than polar bear, I think is what they call it.
That's right.
You got that redhead and complexion.
Yeah, the sun just pisses me off.
The sun. Yeah, I can see your nose being zinced up in the summertime.
Yeah, absolutely.
Was it the same thing when you were in Florida a couple weeks ago? Was it the same thing? Did it get dark at 6 and late at 6?
Yeah, you were saying that, and I noticed the same thing. I was down in the Cayman Islands, and 6 o'clock, and I'm like, you, it drives me nuts.
Strange.
You want those long summer days, you know, you want to start having a couple beers at 9:30 and
absolutely.
Then have 5 hours of drinking in the dark.
Exactly.
You don't want to be doing that starting at 6. That gets dangerous.
Well, not only that, but I associate darkness in the summertime with mosquitoes.
Yes.
So, but I mean, they don't get that down in the Caribbean, but still.
Yes. Yeah.
Wheeler associates being awake with drinking. So it doesn't really matter if it's Florida, sunlight, darkness.
Light, sun,
morning.
Sulfur raining from the sky, whatever. hey, what's going on with the mumps? The Jets have been pretty aloof as far as avoiding this so far. But I mean, like, have they got a wrangle on this yet? Have they figured it out?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they've had any problems here with the Jets, but you see it across the league, and you saw it with Crosby, obviously. When something like that happens to Crosby, everyone knows about it. And I think it was Derek Brassard from the Rangers that they said they took a face-off together, and that was what a lot of people was thinking.
Really?
Was actually
and
what
now it's
made
face
that
on.
Transfer, yeah. But yeah, you know, I asked Andrew Ladd about this the other day, and he said, I mean, you know, they're concerned about it, and I think what concerns a lot of people is that the players who were showing symptoms and getting sick, they had been inoculated. And so a lot of times you think you do that and it's behind you. Well, that hasn't been the case. So I think that's created a little bit of worry with players, but I think it's one of those things these guys have so much to worry about all the time that they just leave that to the trainers and the doctors and just hope for the best. And that's, I think, the way the Jets have approached it. It's worked so far.
Good. Let me ask you this. Do you feel like it's going to catch up with the Jets with Enstrom, Bogo, and Trouba down? Is it your gut feeling that eventually we're going to, like, this is going to be a true test of Paul Maurice's coaching skills? Even though it's nice to be able to throw Bufflin back there. That's a nice, tool to have.
Yeah, well, you left Mark Stewart off.
Oh, Stewart's hurt now, too.
Stewart is looking like he's hurt. He got in that
fight. From that fight?
Yeah.
And he got dinged, didn't
know.
He?
He did. You know what?
He tried to hide it.
It looked like he got knocked out at the end of it. He got hit and kind of, he got that look on his face like a guy gets when he's, you know, blacked out. But he got up right away. But you never know. It could be that. If the fight, it could be a shoulder. It could be a bone in your hand.
What's his prognosis?
So, well, we're about to find out. But he didn't take part yesterday in the skills competition, and I mean, hey, there's a guy who should be winning the
fastest
accuracy competition nine times out of ten.
Sure.
Agility, everything.
Absolutely.
No, but we're gonna find out later today. But yeah, you're right, and I think you were talking about how Paul Maurice is handling this. I think for him especially, what has worked so well is this system that they have. They run the same system on the Rock, and you can see the Jets, same team that they've had years past, didn't have a lot of success. They're having success this year. You got to think that the system has something to do with it. And what we're seeing right now so far with these big injuries is you're taking guys from the Rock, plugging them in. They're playing the same system.
Sherratt,
they're having success.
Good.
Yeah. Sherratt looks great. So you got to think that
we are pretty deep on the blue line. We are pretty deep.
Yeah. But you make a great point. I mean, Bufflin is playing so much time, and what a tool to have back there. And he's scoring more from the point than he was up front.
It's funny you say that. I think a guy like Bufflin is similar to a guy like Coffey, or not to directly compare them, but guys like that need to start at the back and see the whole ice and map out their plan in their head. Getting the puck in between the red line and the far blue line isn't enough. It's too quick of a decision to make to get into the zone, where if they can back up, start quarterbacking from their own end, it makes more sense, and I think Bufflin's proven that.
Yeah, some people, it's just it's how they see the game, and you know, you played hockey, and you were a pretty offensive guy. I don't know how you were.
Are you kidding me? The only goals I scored was in the locker room after.
I don't know what that means.
No, scoring with his teammates.
All right, what kind of team were you playing on? We brought some. Never mind. No. But as far as guys that I saw do that, it was they were better from the back end. We'd be able to. Well, no, it just gets worse and worse, Rena. It gets worse and worse.
All right, Wheelers.
I know why your beer league team is called the back end.
Back enders.
All right, John Reynolds, that's been fun. Thanks for your time this morning.
Everybody give him a big round of applause.
Get the podcast daily
or listen live
weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.